it just so happens our next guest is a doctor.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It's magical, I'll tell you. There is this great thing going on in LaGrange, and I happen to live there. It's on September 13th, and we want to share it with everyone. It's a free one-day clinic which will offer vision, dental, and medical services for those in need. It's the fourth annual Cure Network, and on the line with us right now is Dr. Ken Nelson, who I didn't know you were a doctor, Dr. Ken Nelson.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Despite the name Dr. Ken Nelson, well, you still didn't know he was a doctor.
I didn't. I've known Ken Nelson. There was a weird email going back and forth saying, you know, as your brother Chris Snyder, you guys played St. Mary's football together in seventh and eighth grade.
We don't want to say how many years ago, but that's true.
It is true. And I have done some work for the Community Nurse Health Association. I understand that you have volunteered your services there as well. They will be hosting a Rocktoberfest next Saturday. I will be emceeing that, and it's therocktoberfest.com. But tell us about this great thing that you're doing for one day only in LaGrange, and this is tomorrow.
Correct. We've identified a need of, even with the Affordable Care Act, vision and dental services are still hard for people to get. Most people don't have insurance for that. So we've kind of gotten the healthcare, dental, and vision professionals together, which allows us to really stretch the money. We can take a dollar and turn it into $10 of care. So tomorrow, we're at the clinic right now setting up. We have the capability to provide 600 people with a pair of glasses, some of them more than half probably being made tomorrow on site. We're going to take people by bus to a couple of dental offices that are staffed with dentists to do the type of care they need, and we'll be triaging people here. The best part of this, Wendy, and you nailed it, we're trying to get people into medical and dental homes, and the reason we're doing this in LaGrange this year and then last year is to get people into homes like Community Nurse, which is, as you know, a wonderful place for these people to get aftercare. So we're kind of excited and energized and happy to get the opportunity to get the word out, because what we're looking for are people in need, and they're out there.
What exactly are the qualifications, Ken? Who is eligible for this?
Anybody who needs it. We don't do any verification. We call them the working poor. People may have some limited insurance and need a pair of glasses, and we all know that that could be several hundred dollars. Somebody may not be able to get to the dentist. Mm-hmm. We're here to get them in, to take care of them. We don't do any kind of screening. The reality here is people come and wait in line, and the line sometimes starts the night before because it's first come, first serve. So it's all comers.
And it's doors open at 6:30 a.m., and I'm sure there will be people lined up. Dr. Ken Nelson on the line with us from the Cure Network. Tell us a little about Cure. I've not heard of the Cure Network.
We've 4 years ago, my brother, another physician and partner, came home from a mission in Tennessee, and there's an organization down there called Remote Area Medical. And we didn't invent this multi-specialty clinic, but we invited them up, and our first event was at Malcolm X College 4 years ago. So we've decided to kind of leverage our relationships in the community from our dental colleagues and vision colleagues, and try to make the communities a little bit healthier and get the awareness out. And I'm happy to say that we've been able to give almost $2.5 million worth of care away over the last 4 years.
Jeez. So
it's just a bunch of volunteers. I've said this before, but Chicago's always been known as the city with big shoulders. And based on what we've seen with our volunteers and supporters, I think a better description would be that Chicago is the city with one heck of a big heart. And it really allows us to do something good tomorrow, but also get people into places where they can get ongoing care. Because it really, tomorrow's a drop in the bucket. and with the need out there, we're barely scratching the surface. So, you know, it's with programs like this, the last week, that we can get people aware of what we're doing. And it's something we enjoy doing. I'll be honest with you, our volunteers tell me, and they've all been back multiple times, that they think they get more out of it than what we're actually giving to the patients. So it says something for the people in our communities.
Ken, it's a very, very good thing that everybody is doing. And if people want more information, it's curenetwork.org. That's their best bet?
That's the best bet. You can get information. We can update you on data. If people want to support us or sponsor us, all the information's there. And the phone numbers and information about tomorrow's clinic, it's not too late to plan to come out. As we were setting up, somebody was using the Park District gym and asked if they could bring their mother in tomorrow for a check, and wasn't even aware that we were here. So it's spreading the word is sometimes the hard part, because people go, well, what do you mean it's free? Nobody believes that it's free.
Sure.
Yeah, they think it's too good to be true if it's free. But it's happening at the Park District of LaGrange. That's 536 East Avenue. Even though it's in LaGrange, though, Dr. Nelson, anyone can attend, right? You don't have to be a LaGrange resident to get these services.
No. In the past, we've had people coming from all over the Midwest sometimes if they heard about it. We've actually had people from Wisconsin and Indiana coming in. So we, you know, wherever the need's at, and some people, you know, do find out about it. But yes, there's no screening criteria. It's just a matter of probably tomorrow wear a jacket, maybe an umbrella, but that's all they have to bring, and we'll take care of them.
And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, curenetwork.org. Dr. Ken Nelson, co-founder and chairman of the Cure Network, and this is happening tomorrow starting at 6:30 a.m. People may be in line now, you never know, at the Park District of LaGrange. And you really never know when your neighbor next door may not have the money to have health care. It's one of those things no one wants to talk about. So don't be proud. If you need help, definitely go tomorrow.
Wendy and Bill, I appreciate you helping us get the word out. It really does make a difference.
Well, good things that you are doing, and your brother as well. Thank you so much. Dr. Ken Nelson, a great man who's helping others. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Say hi to Larry Wirt for us.
I will. Say hi to Chris. Bye.
I will.
He hung up very quickly after that.
I know. He's a friend of Larry Wirt. It's a small world. It's really a small world.
Sure.